The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4615. LBFO for what? The 17th of October, 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's our final installment of the Deep Dive. Big Fatty. Hello, Critiquas. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, your critique us today, because y'all, that's what I want you to do. I want you to let Big Fatty know. You can send an e-letter an e-letter, or Big Fatty, you said that, or a voice letter, or you post something over there at the www. Let Big Fatty know what you thought of the deep dive recap little shows, and I'm really interested to see if you like them or not. Big Fatty, they're confusing, but I like them. Oh, and you know what else I like? Only 16 days till standard time.
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 17th of October, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all have not met these two face-to-face, but y'all, they've been doing little shows for longer than Big Fatty has, although Big Fatty's a little more regular. Oh, yes, because it's the fiber. They are out there in the Tejas. They love to shop at the Kroger. They're on the social medias quite a bit. They also do their little show. It's called used to be the Taste Like Burning. Now it's the Trash Sprinkles. Yes, McFaddy, I think that they are on hiatus right now. They may be. Y'all, I am talking about two of the sweetest people that you'd probably ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about Tim and James, James and Tim. We love Tim and James, James and Tim. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see those scoundrels on the social medias, wish them a happy piece of cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, tomorrow the 18th of October, y'all, it's a very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've known this gentleman for many, 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 many years. Y'all, he's been to the G'days, he's been to the Pride 48. Y'all, he's come to the villa many, many times, and y'all, it's he's past time for a visit here. Y'all, he is up there near the Hershey Squirts, Hershey Park. Big Fatty Vulgar up there in the Penis-slivania. Y'all just one of the nicest people that you would ever want to meet. And y'all one of the most generous as well. Y'all, he showed me his gay grandma decorations at home. Y'all is spooky. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Daddy Ron. Big Fatty, we love Daddy Ron. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Daddy Ron on the social medias, wish him a happy piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Y'all, it's our last installment of the recap podcast, The Deep Dive. Y'all, this one covers last week, October the 6th through the 10th. Y'all, let me, Fatty, know what you think about all these little shows.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. You give us the sources, we give you the story, the knowledge, the interesting bits, and, yeah, the best anecdotes. Today, we've got a really specific mission, kind of fun. We're diving into just one week, Monday, October 6th to Friday the 10th, 2025, from the Big Fatty Online podcast, BFO.
That's right.
We're looking at the host's personal life, his very detailed routines, and just the everyday drama unfolding at the villa.
And for anyone new to BFO, the host, Big Fatty, or the fat one, puts out these like daily 20-minute slices of life.
Yeah.
A lot revolves around his home, the villa, those famous nipple walks he does, and hanging out with friends like the Nip and Durwood.
Okay.
What's great about this particular week, I think, is how it just perfectly captures him. You know, that mix of like high-end taste, being super careful about his health, but also just total home chaos sometimes.
That's exactly what we want to pull out. The glorious contradictions, right? From just 5 days. So forget bullet points. Let's get into the story. Where should we start? Monday had some cosmic vibes.
It really did. Monday kicked off with, talk about the harvest moon, you know, the full moon near the autumn equinox. And it was a super moon too. Big Fatty, in his usual way, said he just made his natural depression even more depressed.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, full moons, they often bring drama or maybe some high-stakes moves.
And the high-stakes move here was shopping.
Exactly. High-stakes consumerism. We found out he'd spent the weekend tracking down and buying 8 more gold-plated pineapple dinner plates.
8 more.
8 more. And a matching serving bowl. Apparently, they're out of production, but he got an alert from Replacements Limited. So, snap, he bought them.
Okay, wait. Gold-plated pineapple plates. That's specific.
Oh, very. And that's the fascinating thing, right? He buys these super expensive, discontinued gold pineapple plates enough to serve 16 people now, which is totally aspirational.
Does he ever host 16 people?
Probably not. And he kind of knows it. That's the whole BFO brand, isn't it? This luxury taste alongside a very, very documented, but often quite ordinary daily life.
Ordinary reality hits pretty quick, doesn't it? But before we get to household disasters, what about his digital life? Any recommendations?
Yeah, he strongly recommended a show on Paramount Plus called Thirst Trap.
Thirst Trap. Okay.
It's about like a hot TikTok guy, but then there's stalking and it gets dark. So yeah, he's definitely keeping up with pop culture.
But he also makes these charming little discoveries.
Oh, totally. Right? Like he was listening to Miss Bacon's little show. That's what he called it. And he suddenly noticed the Apple Podcast app has transcripts now.
Oh, yeah.
And they light up, you know, like karaoke lyrics as the audio plays. He seemed genuinely amazed, like technology was kind of zooming past him even while he was using it. It was quite sweet.
That is charming. Okay, let's pivot hard now. Health stuff. That seemed to dominate Tuesday's opening.
Oh, big time. First, there was an update on his friend Crooked Hat Adam, apparently dealing with some explosive diarrhea, or as Big Fatty put it, colonic catastrophes.
Oh, my. Lovely image.
Right. But then Big Fatty had his own battle going on with the GERD, his term for GERD, or acid reflux.
Ah, the GERD. And this leads us to
the classic BFO medical minute, courtesy of Durwood.
Of course. What's the cure this time?
A single shot of pickle juice.
Pickle juice? Seriously?
Yep. But not just any pickle juice. It had to be a specific kind found near the wine at the Vaughn's East supermarket.
Wow. That level of specificity is peak Big Fatty.
It really is. It's almost like a ritual, isn't it, for digestion?
But the digestive drama was soon replaced by actual fire, wasn't it, back at the villa?
Indeed. The domestic front heated up, literally. He admitted he had to order a new convection toaster oven.
What happened to the old one?
It caught fire. apparently a butter or grease situation got out of hand.
Cool.
But he managed it. He got a new one ordered. Used a 40% off coupon plus something called CUS, some customer service credit he'd saved up. It was due to arrive Wednesday.
So just think about this for a second, you listening. He's acquiring 8 gold-plated pineapple plates for some fantasy dinner party and simultaneously dealing with a toaster fire caused by grease. It's just, it's life, isn't it? Only, you know, broadcast daily. Weirdly comforting.
It absolutely connects him to the listener. Speaking of connections, the week also had a lot of birthdays or celebrations of exiting the birth canal, as he calls them.
Right. Those flew sick and fast midweek. Tuesday was, yeah, let's see, Lexi, Timmy Sims' puppy. Oh.
And Lord Byron, a listener who passed away but used to work at a welcome center. And the Weather Rat.
Quite the lineup. And Wednesday.
Wednesday was Mr. Man's birthday. He's Casey and Denver's other half. Big Fatty met him way back in Las Wages, Las Vegas.
Okay. But Wednesday also saw the debut of a new obsession, right? A new segment.
Yeah. The countdown to standard time.
He hates daylight saving time.
Hates it. So he started this official countdown. Wednesday was 25 days until the clocks fall back. That kind of like precise tracking of something he dislikes, it says so much about his need for routine. Control, maybe.
Definitely control. What about his TV viewing quiz programs?
Yeah, updates there. Survivor was getting intense. One tribe was decimated, and they teased a medical emergency. Is he still breathing? Kind of drama.
Ooh.
And on the big run, he seemed satisfied with who got eliminated both weeks. So no complaints there.
And his own stats. The self-monitoring must be mentioned.
Always. His Apple clock or Apple watch presumably gave him a sleep score of 100 for Monday night.
A perfect score.
A perfect 100.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. He tracks everything. Sleep, steps, digestion.
Right.
But then the world just throws random stuff at him, like termites.
Oh, yeah. The termite inspection. Monday, right? How did that go?
Came back. Nothing terrible at the villa. So bullet dodge there.
Phew. And he gave a sports update, too.
He did. A sports ball spoiler on Tuesday. The Jacksonville Jaguars won.
Oh.
But he couldn't resist the nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Mr. Taylor Swift. And Clinton Mahomey.
Meaning Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, of course.
Exactly. So he's getting the scores, but also all the pop culture buzz around it.
Yeah.
These updates, they kind of anchor the show, don't they? Like his routines, the 5 to 7 mile Nipah walks, the senior size class twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
He even mentioned reading the first 2 issues of National Geographic. Simple pleasures.
Okay, let's shift gears again. Because midweek brought romance, or at least the potential for it, the gentleman caller.
This was the big narrative thread. The 34-year-old grand doctor, as he calls him, got in touch on Monday.
To schedule a visit?
Yes, specifically for some special chia.
Hmm.
And Big Fatty absolutely connected this, the timing, the excitement, to that harvest moon energy.
The full moon effect.
It really set up this kind of hopeful, almost mystical feeling for midweek.
And did it pay off? Did we get an update?
We did. This wasn't left hanging. On Thursday's show, he confirmed the gentleman caller did visit, and it was just lovely.
Oh, lovely. The full moon delivered.
It really did. Okay, so after romance, food, always food.
Right.
Wednesday night was the Page's Ochre Grill Oktoberfest outing.
Right, with the nip.
And one of the lady friends from Shady Pines, he did sadly mention the other regular lady friend had moved into assisted living.
Oh, that's tough. But the food report, crucial.
Absolutely. Started strong, delicious soft pretzels, beer cheese dip. He went for the German sausage special.
Sounds good.
But then came the critique. The purple cabbage and sauerkraut side dish, fundamentally flawed. Either too sweet or too vinegary. He couldn't decide which, but it wasn't right.
Huh. Never change, Big Fatty. That level of detail is why people listen.
And he also noted he only ate half the meal. Discipline, you see, even at Oktoberfest.
Which contrasts nicely with the topic of Thursday's Ask Big Maddie segment, right? Which was all about comfort.
Totally. Miss Kathy Bacon wrote in asking about his bed warmer.
And the answer revealed quite the setup.
Didn't it just? A heated mattress pad, crucially with dual controls. Why? So he can keep his toes warmer than the rest of his body.
That is next level comfort engineering. Purchase at Kohl's, apparently.
The details matter. But even with all this self-care, this monitoring, this curated comfort, the body does weird things, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, does it. What happened Thursday?
Well, he was at his senior size class, checking in, and he just happened to notice his arm was bleeding near the elbow.
Did he hurt it? Did he feel anything?
Nope. Didn't feel a thing. He just chalked it up to getting older, having that tissue paper skin, as he put it.
Wow.
But wait, it gets better. Later, he found dried blood on the armrest of his truck, Earl Grey.
So a mystery wound. unfelt, unexplained. That's the kind of the perfect counterpoint to the sleep score of 100, isn't it?
Exactly. You can track all you want, but life and aging throws curveballs. Which brings us nicely to the end of the week and him trying to master the new tech forced upon him by that butter incident.
Right, the new toaster oven. How did the test run go on Friday?
Friday morning, he tried toasting an English muffin, his report. It almost immediately burned it.
Oh.
He called it a learning process. So the fancy new gadget wasn't exactly plug and play.
Huh. Nothing ever is. What about the grocery run, Thursday's Von Zee's trip?
Another classic ritual. Picked up the nip, got the truck, Earl Grey washed. Spent $21.21. Saved $7.91. Precision.
Yeah. What did he buy? Anything interesting for the Friday at Fatty's charcuterie?
Always something unusual. Green Giant Mexican street corn seasoning. On the cob things. A Brussels sprouts bites kit. An Italian sausage. Eclectic mix.
Definitely sounds like his style. And Friday also brought a surprise package.
Yeah, a lovely bit of mystery to end the week. A package arrived from Holly and Casey in Denver.
Okay.
Wrapped in what he called crema paper and labeled Mary Crema. Inside was an orange Saucod collect-on delivery fee, presumably, and a gift.
Can you open it?
Nope. He decided to wait for further instructions. So that's a little cliffhanger for listeners.
Intriguing. What else closed out the week?
Well, he mentioned wanting a clean recording of some old music from the 1982 World's Fair. A commercial jingle he loves, apparently.
Nostalgic.
Yeah. He wants it for his show audio. And he somehow linked this to a listener, Dell in Dallas, being on the ham map, whatever that means.
Ham radio map, maybe. Who knows? And we have to end with the kerfuffle, right?
Mandatory. The final running joke this week's was about his iPhone when in airplane mode, apparently changing his username to Shirley. And changing a search query to, do you like Gladiator movies?
Gladiator movies? Why Shirley? Why airplane mode? It makes no sense.
Exactly. The pure randomness of tech glitches. It's just chef's kiss. The perfect BFO moment. High-end plates, digestive angst, and your phone randomly calling you Shirley while asking you about Russell Crowe.
So if we sort of pull back and look at this whole week, what's the big picture?
I think it's that deep commitment he has to just documenting daily life.
Yeah.
The aging process, the routines, it's the steady nipple walks and senior size classes bumping up against sudden toaster fires and mystery bleeding.
It really is remarkably transparent, isn't it? He shows you everything. The fancy collar, the learning curve with a new appliance.
Yeah, it makes him incredibly human. You know, this portrait of just trying to manage life day to day. It's funny. It's relatable, even with the gold plates.
So, okay, let's leave you, the listener, with a final thought on this. We see Big Fatty meticulously tracking his health, that perfect 100 sleep score, the very specific pickle juice remedy for the GERD.
Mm-hmm, the data points.
Right. But then there are these total surprises of aging, the unexplained bleeding found on Earl Grey's armrest. So the question is, in the end, what actually matters more? Is it the comfort we get from all the data, the tracking, the monitoring?
Or is it the unpredictable, sometimes baffling, but undeniable reality of the anecdote, the things that happen despite the tracking.
Yeah.
Data versus story, maybe. Something to chew on.
Oh dear gosh, y'all, I'll have plenty for you to chew on when I return to the villa on Sunday, y'all. Saturday, we're getting on the aluminum tube of death, flying back to Hatlanta, and I'm going to stay with my sister at her place on the lake Saturday night, and then I'll be driving back to the villa on Sunday. But y'all, expect a lot of recap next week. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Getting closer and closer to Sunday. It'll be 2 weeks until we switch to standard time. Big Fatty, I know it's audio, but I can hear you well. Big Fatty, I didn't realize that was a broomstick in your hand. I thought it was something vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.